Welcome to Season 5 of Retrain Your Brain. I'm Chartered Psychologist Dr. Audrey Tang, and it's not enough to know what to do. You have to feel strong enough to do it. I use practical positive psychology tools alongside coaching to create that healthy buffer to the dips of life's roller coaster so you can continue to flourish. And this season, we're going to look at some of those tools. In today's podcast, I wanted you to be aware that in some situations, who you are, your values, your character, your behaviour far outweighs what you know. So build on character. Angela Lee Duckworth said, "Character is at least as important as intellect." And indeed, my work has always focused around the enhancement of soft skills such as communication and positive relationships and compassion, whether that's professional or personal. But a huge part of being able to choose the most effective response, of being able to act in the way that will actually affect an outcome, has a lot to do with how we handle our emotions. Emotions are wonderful. They are a warning light. They tell us that something needs to be dealt with, but they can consume us so that we actually lose all of the wisdom and all of the competency that we've learned and render us ineffectual or sometimes just freezes us. So alongside those practical tools, the delegation, assertiveness, time management, I also offer you a number of ways to think about how to maintain your emotional strength or your strength of character in a healthy, positive way. These tools focus on the five main pillars of positive psychology well-being: maintaining a positive outlook and positive emotions, building healthy relationships, being proactive and able to find purpose and meaning, being motivated to achieve, and all of that affects our ability to survive, our ability to rebuild, and our ability to not only bounce back, but bounce higher. That is our ability to be resilient. The Geelong Grammar School actually builds its curriculum on character education. It asks teams, for example, if they've reflected on a sport that they've just performed. They ask them questions such as, did you take the opportunity to engage in zest or optimism or motivation? And they also focus on forgiveness first for somebody who didn't perform well. And this behavior, the ability to accept the difficult moments, but also focus on the good, frees up the mind to learn and to actually apply itself to things that are going to make a difference. So today, very quickly, because this is a much shorter podcast than the others, I'm just going to give you a few of those tools. The first is to practice something known as the Losada ratio. In other words, having three positive thoughts to one negative one. So that means if you think three complaints in a day, always have that ratio of 3 to 1, which means three complaints. You need to have 9 positive approaches, thoughts, appreciations, understanding about maybe the issue that you were facing. So instead of just saying, oh, I'm so fed up because I couldn't get a parking space, maybe consider the wider context. Why might that be the case? And also, are there other things that actually you could better spend your time on? In families too, the Losada ratio also works. If you are critical of somebody, try and find at least 3 positive things to say about them, perhaps on a different issue. Focus today on gratitude, kindness, and optimism. And it's very easy to be able to do this. When it comes to kindness, not only appreciate the kindnesses that are shown to you, but be kind to others. Instead of simply sympathizing with someone, perhaps think about what you can actually do to make their situation better. And if you can, do it. With gratitude, reflect on your day and on the positive things that happened, try and find out three things. This could be something you could do with your family as well. And with optimism, I actually like to look at this by finding ways to just make me feel better. And this can include playing a favorite music track or dancing to a YouTube video or just singing along to something that I enjoy. And lastly, look at other people and see if you can recognize the values and the character strengths that they have. We always think about our own. And in thinking about our own, we sometimes get a little bit critical. We start thinking, oh, well, no one notices that I'm really kind or really generous or really helpful. This may actually be because the people we hang around with a lot have different character strengths. So the first thing you need to do is start appreciating the strengths that you have. But rather than seeing other people as if, oh, you overlooked me or didn't see the beauty of who I am, see it yourself in yourself. That's the first point. But the second is look at the beauty that they present. Look at their character. Look at their values. Look at what you benefit from being around them and look at what you can learn from them as well. This in itself helps us to focus on the positive each day. It is so easy to get consumed with the worries and the emotions and the heightened sadness that is going on right now. But if we can look at what we can actually do, if we can look at building up our positive emotions, we ourselves become more effective to help others. And that in itself is a wonderful strength of character. That in itself is about who you are. And that's all we've got time for. So for more, check out my YouTube channel, Dr. Audrey Tan, for my tried and tested positive psychology and coaching techniques. Go to my website, www.draudreytan.com, for blog articles, which are also packed with the practical tools I use. And if you want to book one-to-one coaching, expert comment, or a wellbeing presenter, email me on audrey@clickproductions.co.uk. Make time to invest in you.